They converged by the hundreds just a few blocks from the White House. This energized crowd was here to send the Obama administration a message for the beginning of his second term. Ibrahim Owais, a former Georgetown University professor, says enough is enough when it comes to U.S. aid for Israel.
We are giving Israel aid to help it, the country, to demolish other people, to demolish their homes, to obstruct peace.
The protest was organized by Jewish Voice for Peace, the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, the Washington Interfaith Alliance for Middle East Peace, but other well-known groups such as Code Pink also attended.
Occupation is a crime!
They gathered in Farragut Square to bring attention to the billions of dollars the U.S. gives Israel and continuing reports of civil rights abuses against Palestinians and other minority ethnic groups.
We are providing a big part of the budget to a country. We should question what is being done with that money. And if the country is violating international law, domestic law.
Conservative estimates from the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs put U.S.'s aid to Israel at $123 billion since the late 1940s. But the report says it's difficult to determine the exact dollar amount because of indirect funding through various U.S. agencies. As a divided Congress fights over how to manage the country's finances, protesters here say they're upset over the amount of money that the U.S. spends on Israel every year in spite of the country's economic woes. And they say they know where the federal government can make some cuts. Nathan Harrington is a high school teacher who says he's teaching students about the influence of tax dollars.
You know, our tax dollars are going and then that money is coming back to U.S. Contractors, U.S. Companies that in turn have a lot of lobbyists that support U.S. military aid to Israel.
The protest calling for a cease in aid turned into a march, stopping briefly in front of the White House. Protesters hoping that their message reaches those that will make comprehensive policy changes.
We are spending a lot of money in Israel, and we are not asking any questions about how the money is being spent.
At a time when the U.S. considers cutting excessive spending, many here are asking why not start with the billions in aid going to Israel. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.